say a child that doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say that he's
scared of the dark.
Or
frightened of the dark.
Right. We're talking about somebody that's frightened. You might say something like, "Well, she's not afraid now, but she
used to be afraid."
What about just the reverse of that? You might say something like, "Well, I don't know why she's afraid now.
Nah,
she
never used to be or never was."
Say somebody that leaves a lot of money lying around in plain sight with the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty
careless, sir.
Say if I had an aunt named Lizzie, really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but every now and then she just acts a little bit
strange.
You ever heard people use the word queer in that sense?
Yeah. That's the way I heard it used, queer used in that meaning. She's a bit queer. It just means she was had a little few eccentricities. But I never heard it referred to homosexual until recent years.
Is that right?
Yeah. When it started, I don't know.
People not use that word very much now, in either sense?
Well, I think it's used more now in that in the younger generation, as gays or homosexual, but when I grew up, I mean, people said, "Well, you know, she's a bit queer," and then it just meant she was a little funny, stuck to herself or aloof, or didn't mix with people. Usually, I think it was in that context.
Since you mentioned it, have you ever heard people around here use terms for homosexuals other than queer, gay?
Fag, a little shaky.
Fairy,
yeah.
Say somebody who just makes up his mind about something and refuses to change it, regardless whether he's right or wrong. You say he's mighty
stubborn. Probably be the first thing people would say.
Ever heard mule-headed, bull-headed?
Bull-headed, stubborn, mule-headed.
Say somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say he's mighty
hot-tempered or quick-tempered, short-tempered.
Or somebody like that might say, "Well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get
all head up."
Anything else?
Or get mad or fly off a handle or lose his temper.
Say somebody like that is about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, "Well, I'm just..."
Calm down. Take it easy.
And at the end of the day, after a long, hard day, you say you're very...
tired or bushed or worn out.
For those extreme cases of it, bushed and worn out, saying, "I'm all..."
Yeah, that'd be pretty worn out, I guess.
You ever heard somebody say, "Well, I'm just shot"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
"Well, I'm just shot," yeah.
"Sorry, I'm all destroyed."
No, I never heard somebody say that.
Say, if you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say, "Well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it?"
Well, as expression used a lot of time, "took sick," or "when he come down with a bug," or whatnot.
What would you probably say?
"When did he get sick?"
Say if you were going somewhere and you weren't in any particular hurry to get there, you might say something like, "Well, we'll get there."
Sooner or later, after a while, sometime.
Heard anybody say, "By and by"?